A series of 111 recommendations has just landed on the desks of Mayor Bloomberg and Council Speaker Christine Quinn. The report was submitted by the NYC Green Codes Task Force, a panel of 200 experts that was convened last year, with the purpose of making the city's building code more environmentally friendly. Joining us now to discuss the proposals and their possible impact is Task Force member Ashok Gupta. He's also Director of Energy Policy at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the task force says this is the most far-reaching review of green building codes ever undertaken by a city. What sets this review apart?
Well, I think the charge was to review all of the existing codes. We looked at the fire codes, construction code, water, sewer, zoning resolutions, and asked the question, what are the impediments to bringing forth all of the green technology that are out there that are used by new buildings and see how we could bring them to the existing building sector. So it was a thorough review. What are the impediments and what are the opportunities, and what the Urban Green Council was asked by the mayor and the speaker to do was to take a thorough review, bring in the top experts from the city in terms of, you know, in the building trade, in the construction industry, and look at it from top to bottom and give their best thinking in terms of what could be done.
So what kind of impact do you think these green proposals would have if they're actually implemented?
They can be huge in terms of improving, again, the performance of buildings. The idea here is to affect where we all live and work and go to school and improve the building performance, whether it's on energy or indoor air quality or water efficiency. So there were many different types of recommendations made here, which will go to impacting all of our lives in terms of how buildings perform and therefore how we experience where we live and work every day.
Things like cleaner air, cleaner water, using less electricity, things like that.
Exactly. Basically, certainly in terms of carbon emissions, which, you know, we have to focus on existing buildings if we're going to really reduce our carbon emissions, if we want to reduce our energy use and the impact and improve both not only indoor air quality but the pollution that results from energy use. We know that in terms of New York City, it is the building sector that we need to focus on.
So among the 111 proposals, what are some that you think are among the most ambitious in terms of saving energy or reducing waste?
I think in terms of the building envelope, the insulation that goes into buildings, and especially it's difficult to go back, of course, and renovate existing buildings, but we have to, over time, do a better job of insulating buildings. We have to improve the performance of our boilers and air conditioners and appliances. As most of us who live in apartments know, it's very hard to control our own heating and in our own apartments, so putting in building controls and improving distribution, and even just simple things like making sure our buildings are tuned up, just like we get our cars tuned up. We need to, on a regular basis, make sure that the buildings are performing the way they were designed to perform. So those on the energy side are the type of things we need to do, but also on the indoor air quality side in terms of the carpeting and the paints and other things we're using and introducing into our into the air, we need to have better products used. And those better products are out there, and people are using them in many new buildings. The idea here is to mainstream what the best practices are out there in terms of existing buildings over time. This won't happen immediately, but over a period of time, we can start to do this. We also have a lot of recommendations that aren't, you know, that specific in terms of longer-term and larger impacts, but even bringing things like drinking fountains back so people don't have to use as many bottled waters, encouraging use of stairways in hotel rooms, bringing master switches like you see in Europe, or limiting after-hour retail lighting, things that are just more behavioral and could also help improve the overall sustainability of the city, right, are all part of these recommendations.
Or having stores close their doors in the summertime when the air conditioning is on, right?
Absolutely.
some of these recommendations are sure to be opposed by builders and drive up costs for their new construction projects. What's the case you're preparing to make to them?
Well, most of the things that people talk about in terms of costs are an upfront cost, but certainly on energy, everything that involves an upfront cost also involves huge savings in terms of reduced energy and reduced water. So you should look at, whenever people talk about cost, always ask what are the benefits and how these provide not only direct savings, but also improvements in quality of life and just public health. We should think about sustainability and building practices like we do about health and safety. There are many things that are required in building a building. Health and safety are very important. Sustainability goes to often health and safety, but environmental protection and carbon reductions are now very, very important to achieve. And what this will do will start us on the path to doing so. And yes, for those things that clearly have an upfront cost, we need to be able to work with the building industry in terms of making sure that there's financing and ways to pay for this, and also share those costs and the benefits with the tenant in an appropriate way. So
all right,
this is not an easy thing to do, but something we need to start doing immediately.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Ashok Gupta is Director of Energy Policy at the Natural Resources Defense Council. In one early response, the Trade Association, the Real Estate Board of New York, says a number of proposals from the Green Codes Task Force will need further analysis.